Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
I'm looking for contestants for my new game show.
So you think I'm of lesser intelligence?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed. Eugene and a girl.
No, it couldn't be.
Here.
Ms. Kendall, I believe we have work to do.
Oh, no, you don't. You can't just say what you said and then just walk away.
And what, pray tell, did I say?
I don't have to repeat it. You know exactly what you said.
Yes, what I said exactly was, oh, Ms. Kendall. I'm unclear as to the reason that those three words would upset you.
Oh, you're clear and you know it. Your exact words were, oh, Miss Kendall. But that knowing little chuckle you gave before you said, oh, Miss Kendall, really meant, oh, Miss Kendall, you're really an idiot. That's exactly what you said.
Was it?
Yes! Why do you always try to make me feel like I'm stupid or something? I'm not stupid, you know?
I happen to think that stupid is a very rude word, in fact, and would not use it whether I thought a person was of lesser intelligence or not.
So you think I'm of lesser intelligence?
Connie, your intellectual skills are without question.
What does that mean?
Oh, Miss Kendall.
There you go again.
Hmm? Well, well, it's nice to see Whit's employees getting along so well.
Greetings, Mr. Rathbone.
Hello, Bart.
What's the problem here?
Oh, Eugene thinks I'm stupid.
That word did not slip from my lips.
Well, you don't have to say it.
Now, hold your beeswax. You're arguing over who's got more smarts? No problem. I just happen to know how to solve the question.
You do?
Yeah. That's why I dropped in. I'm looking for contestants for my new game show.
A game show, Mr. Rathbone?
Yeah, and it's for television.
Television?
Television. Mm-hmm. It'll be on Channel 3. I'm calling it Truth and Trivia, brought to you by Rathbone's Palace. I figure, hey, television's great exposure for the store. Maybe bring in some new customers? I'm going to host it myself.
Somehow I always pictured you as a game show host.
Thank you. Let me give you an example from my question book here. Name one international bird that is known to bark like a dog. Do you know?
Well, who wouldn't know? The Senegal Finfoot.
You're kidding.
Or would you rather I mention the New Caledonian Kagon?
Huh?
Well, either one is right according to the book.
Let me try one.
Okie dokie. Let's try a different category here. Which Frank Capra film won all five major Oscar awards?
Well, what a ridiculous question.
You know the answer.
No, nor would I want to. It's useless.
Oh, and knowing that the Senegal flatfoot barks like a dog is something that'll save your life one day.
Finfoot. And yes, it might if you happen to be in Senegal.
Right. I'll schedule a trip for you next week. The answer is, it happened one night.
You're absolutely correct.
What?
Well, you see how easy it is? So what do you say? I would like you two to come on as the very first two of my three contestants.
No, I couldn't.
To be quite honest, Mr. Rathbone, I must decline as well.
What? But this is your big chance to win some prizes, show off your stuff.
Frankly, I think I would be taking unfair advantage, particularly if my opponent is Miss Kendall here. I would be grieved to see her embarrassed on local television.
What? I don't believe you. You are so conceited. I could give you a run for your money, Eugene. I could win.
Oh, Miss Kendall.
That does it. Bart, I'll be on your show if Eugene thinks he can handle the competition.
Well, Eugene?
Having laid down the gauntlet, I feel I have no choice but to agree to participate.
What is that, a yes?
Yes.
Good. Congratulations, you two, and welcome to Truth and Trivia.
Ooh.
Well, here you go, Connie. That about does it for my books on general knowledge.
Thanks, Whit.
You know, I still can't believe you let Bart talk you into doing this.
He didn't talk me into it. I wanted to do it.
But why?
Just because.
Because?
Because of Eugene, that's why. I want to put him in his place. He doesn't know everything.
You're doing this to beat Eugene? Is that a good reason?
He thinks I'm stupid, and I want to prove him wrong.
He doesn't think you're stupid.
Well, he acts like he does.
Oh, he's just teasing you.
Doesn't matter. Even if he is teasing, it means that somewhere deep inside, he really thinks I'm dumb.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Well, I do. Maybe I just want to prove this to myself. I'm not stupid.
Pardon me, miss.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, I'm in search of reference books related to fields within the creative arts.
All creative arts, or do you want something specific like classical Greek theater or great painters from the Expressionist era or...
I see. Well, for this particular event, probably popular culture in this century.
Oh, we have a few books on that. Follow me, please.
Certainly.
This is a small college library, so we're limited with what we have.
I know. I come here often. You know, I don't believe I've seen you here before. Are you new to the college?
Yes, I just transferred in this semester. I'm Katrina Shanks, by the way.
A pleasure to meet you, Miss Shanks. I am Eugene Meltzner.
I've heard of you. You're assistant to Professor Wolcott in the computer science department.
I am indeed. Are you studying computer science?
Not as my major, but I am interested in it. I'm getting my degree in English.
Was that why you're working here in the library?
No, I only work here because I need the money for tuition. Mm. Well, here we are. This is our reference section on popular culture. I'm a little embarrassed that we don't have more.
No need to be embarrassed, Miss Shanks.
Katrina. My friends call me Trina. You see, I transferred here from Chicago, and I'm used to a better selection of books. For example, Hallison's Guide to Popular Culture is excellent, but we don't have it.
You're familiar with Hallison? He's one of my favorite authors.
Really?
Really?
He was a guest lecturer in one of my classes in Chicago. He autographed one of my books.
He must have been fascinating to hear.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Indeed.
Well.
Well. You know, I don't wish to be presumptuous, but, I would enjoy seeing your autographed book one day.
Oh, well, I could bring it here, or...
Or, we could, have a meal together and discuss it further?
Yeah, perhaps we could.
Perhaps?
So anyway, the original Uncle Sam was a man named Samuel Wilson, who was friends with Johnny Appleseed and later became a meatpacker in New York.
Oh, that's very interesting, Connie. I take it you're poring through the history books now.
Yeah. You see, I realize that I'll never get anywhere trying to beat Eugene on the math and science questions, but I have a fighting chance with people questions, like history and arts and entertainment, stuff like that.
Huh. Sounds like a good strategy.
Well, I'll be in the little library if you want me.
Okay. Hmm. Something good really might come out of all of this.
Psst, psst.
Hmm? What's that?
Mr. Whitaker.
Eugene?
Is she gone?
You mean Connie? She went back to the library. What's wrong?
I wanted to have a private conversation and ask a small favor, actually.
Oh?
I was wondering if you would permit me to leave earlier than usual today.
You want to get some last-minute studying in before Bart's contest tomorrow, huh?
Partly, yes. I have an appointment to meet someone. She's assisting me, in a manner of speaking.
You've taken on an assistant to help you prepare for the contest? Whew, this is more serious than I thought.
Well, that's not it precisely, but it's the only time in our respective schedules that... Well, you see, I met her the other day at the college library, and it was Hallison, you see.
Eugene, you're not finishing any of your sentences.
No, I'm not. Her name is Katrina, and to be quite honest, I've never met anyone like her, and now that we've had two complete meals together, I find myself curiously captivated by her company in a strictly intellectual manner of speaking, and we had hoped to meet today.
Eugene, drop in a punctuation mark, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
You can leave early if you need to.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Farewell.
You're welcome, and farewell. Eugene and a girl. Is it possible that...
No, it couldn't be.
And this statue is of Josiah Campbell, the founder of the college.
I know, Eugene. I pass by the statue every day on the way to the library.
He was quite a remarkable ornithologist.
In fact, it was in his biography that I learned about the Senegal Finfoot. It barks like a dog, you know.
I didn't know that, but...
This statue is interesting because they utilized a new process while casting the bronze.
I know. I read about it in the college history.
Oh. I actually helped prepare that history of the college, you know.
Eugene?
Yes, Katrina?
You don't have to impress me.
I beg your pardon?
You don't have to impress me. That's it, isn't it? Every spare moment you either pass on a bit of information or tell me something you accomplished. You don't have to.
Well, I thought you would find it interesting.
Oh, I do. But I like you without needing to know everything you've ever learned.
Really?
Yes, really.
It's how I am. Rather, it's who I am. I suppose I've always felt that without the knowledge, the facts, the statistics, the information, I'm a nobody.
I think that's so sad. Though my guess is that the people who care about you the most care about you in spite of what you know.
I've never considered it before. Perhaps that's one reason I've been so determined to win the game show. To be in front of all those people and lose would be terrible.
Game show? What game show?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I've been so distracted, I must have forgotten. It's called Truth and Trivia. We're videotaping it tomorrow. Would you care to come and watch?
Well, yeah. Yes, I'll be there.
Excellent.
Whitaker, Connie.
Hi, Bart.
Hi.
Big day, huh? Guess you're pretty excited.
Yeah. This is the studio? It's kind of small.
Well, Channel 3's not a big station. Like, I wanted a studio audience, but they could only fit in 4 more folding chairs. We'll just use a tape of applause. It's okay.
Hey, that's a nice sign, Bart. Rathbone's Palace presents Truth and Trivia.
Yeah, Rodney and I were up all night cutting out the cardboard, gluing the red sparkles on.
Greetings, one and all.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi.
How about it, Eugene? Ready for a great battle of intelligence?
Oh, is it really a battle if your opponent is unarmed?
Ha ha. Just watch and see, Mr. Brainiac.
Well, why don't we take our places? Whitaker, you have some experience working television cameras and stuff, right?
A little, but...
Good. Then you can be the cameraman. The guy who was supposed to do it had a dentist appointment.
But...
Do us a favor, huh? Good guy. and just kind of wave your arms when you're ready to start. There's a guy up there in the sound booth, but I can never hear what he's saying.
Well, I'll do my best.
Great. Eugene, if you just step behind that first podium there. Connie, you go behind the second podium, and our third contestant will go behind the next one.
Who is our third contestant anyway? You never said.
Well, it's here she comes. Everybody, I want you to meet our third contestant, Katrina Shanks. Say hi, Katrina.
Greetings.
Hi.
Katrina? You're the third contestant?
Yes, I am. What a surprise. I didn't know you were a contestant either until you mentioned it last night.
Last night? You two know each other?
Look, we gotta get going here. Ready, Whitaker?
I guess.
Hey, are you up there in the booth? Start the music, will ya?
Katrina, I don't want to do this.
Why not? It'll be fun.
But I don't want to beat you.
Well, what makes you so sure you will?
Look, you two, don't worry, because I'm gonna win.
Hey, quiet over there. Bart Rathbun here, and welcome to Truth and Trivia, the game of knowledge and skill sponsored by Rathbun's Palace, home of everything you need for your home and anywhere else. The game is simple. Just 6 rounds filled with fascinating questions worth 1 point. The one who answers the most questions correctly wins a whopping $1,000 in cash. Okay, let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is a longtime student assistant at Campbell College, and is known by everybody who goes to Wits Inn. Meet Eugene Belsner.
Greetings.
And our next contestant also works at Wits Inn. She is a full-time student and known for her outspoken nature.
That's not true.
Connie Kendall.
Hi.
And our third contestant also attends Campbell College, and, I don't know much about her, except her name is Katrina Shanks.
Hi.
And now, on with our contest, with our first question to Eugene. Eugene, which country is credited with discovering ice cream?
Well, Bart, that answer would be China, approximately 2000 BC.
You're absolutely right! 1 point for Eugene. On to you, Connie. That's right, Katrina. Your answer was correct. Back to you, Eugene. The best way to keep from sinking in quicksand is to... what?
Well, Bart, you should stay calm and lie flat on your back with your arms outstretched as if you're floating on water.
You are right! Sorry, Connie. 1847 was the correct answer. Now, on to you, Katrina. The word pencil comes from the Latin pencilus.
You mean pencillus, or penkillus, if you prefer.
Whatever. What does the Latin word mean?
It means little tail.
Little tail is right! You guys know all this stuff. Connie, construction on the beautiful Taj Mahal began in 1630. But can you tell me what its name means?
It means...
The clock is ticking.
She doesn't know.
Quiet, Eugene. It means, the crown of the castle. No, the crown of the palace.
You are right!
Oh, yes!
I'm astounded. She got it right.
At the end of the fifth round, the tension is more than I can stand. Look at me. I'm perspirating here. We got Eugene Meltzner with 15 points, Katrina Shanks with 15 points, and Connie Kendall with 13 points. And our next question goes to Connie. Connie, how many spores can one expect to find in a common meadow mushroom?
She'll never get this one.
Eugene!
Go on, Connie!
As a matter of fact, the common meadow mushroom can have as many as 16 billion spores.
You are absolutely correct! And we'll go to our do-or-die round, round 6, right after this commercial break featuring yours truly. Keeping up with everything, Whittaker?
I guess so. It's hard to tell. But you contestants are doing wonderfully.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Connie, I'm speechless. How did you know about the mushrooms?
Well, I remembered it from one of your endless lectures at Wits End. I didn't expect to do this well.
I must reluctantly confess, Miss Kendall, that I am truly impressed with your performance today.
Well, thank you, Eugene.
You're playing well, Katrina.
You're not so bad yourself.
Well, Katrina, you and Eugene have stayed neck and neck. You know, you're going to have to work a little harder if you want that $1,000 prize for your college tuition.
Mr. Rathbone.
What? Didn't you tell me you needed the money for...
I think it's time to start again, Mr. Rathbone.
Huh? Oh, right. I gotcha.
Katrina?
Shh. The game's starting.
Okay, quiet, everybody. The guy in the booth is waving his arms again. All right, Katrina, you need 1 point to tie with Eugene. Can you tell us how many carats the Hope Diamond weighs?
44 carats.
You were absolutely right! Oh, and that bell tells us we've reached the end of round 6. The scores are Eugene with 22 points, Connie with 18 points, and Katrina with 22 points. I'm sorry, Connie. In spite of your hard effort in this here game, you slipped too far behind to compete. We're going to have to say goodbye to you now.
Oh, well.
Let's give the girls some warm applause. Thank you for joining us. As a consolation prize, you'll get a coupon for free merchandise at Rathbun's Palace with a $10 purchase.
Thanks.
Okay, Eugene, Katrina. The tension's so great you can comb your hair with it. Let's break for a commercial and come back for our last tie-breaking question on Truth and Trivia. Nice try, Connie.
Yes, good game, Connie.
Thank you.
Well done, Ms. Kendall. You are, shall we say, smarter than I ever gave you credit for.
Well, thanks, Eugene. So, how's our cameraman doing?
Oh, I'm fine.
Congratulations. You did well.
Yeah. I wasn't so bad, was I? It was fun.
So you're not upset that you lost?
Me?
Nah.
Why not?
Because Eugene said I'm smart.
Katrina?
Yes, Eugene?
I've been thinking about the prize money.
Forget it, Eugene. We have a game to play.
No,
welcome back to Truth and Trivia. I'm Bud Rathbun, and we're down to our tie-breaking question for Eugene and Katrina, both at 22 points. Katrina, you're first up. Here's your chance to blow Eugene away. Can you tell me the real name of a car known in 1907 as the Flying Teapot?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Too bad. Eugene, the ball's in your racket. Do you know the name?
The Stanford Streamline.
What was that?
The Stanford Streamline.
The Stanford Streamline. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong answer. It is the Stanley Steamer. But we're staying with you, Eugene, with a final chance to break the tie. Name one international bird that is known to bark like a dog. Hey, that sounds familiar.
Oh, that's the end of the game. He knows this one.
How do you know?
He answered it the other day.
Oh.
A bird that barks like a dog.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there are some...
Time's ticking away, Eugene.
The South American hummingbird?
Oh, too bad. Wrong answer.
He knew that answer.
Well, that's strange.
Katrina, do you know the name of an international bird that barks like a dog?
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
The Senegal Finfoot or the New Caledonian Kagan would have been the good answers.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
Wait a minute. You knew that answer, Eugene.
Huh?
Please, Miss Shanks, we're on the air.
You mentioned it the other day. What are you up to?
Nothing. I simply
thought... Don't throw this game for me, Eugene.
Kids...
Look, I know what you're thinking, and it's very sweet. But you're throwing this game means that you don't really believe I can win it on my own. And I can. Now, you better play right or I'll never speak to you again.
But the prize money...
I mean it. If you truly respect me, then you'll respect my abilities. Play right.
If you say so.
I say so.
Excuse me. Can we get on with this? I got one more question.
Yes, sir. Fire away and I will answer to the best of my abilities.
We have a tie here, and this time I'm going to ask a question that'll test your powers of observation. Eugene, without looking at your opponent, tell me what color her eyes are.
Her eyes?
Yes, no peeking.
No, of course not. Her eyes.
The clock is...
I know what the clock is doing. Her eyes? It's not possible that I couldn't... They're brown.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think.
Well, you are wrong. They're gray. Okie dokie, Katrina, this could clinch it for you and the prize money. Tell me, what color are Eugene's eyes?
Eugene's eyes are blue.
Are you sure?
Yes. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're periwinkle blue.
Well, you happen to be absolutely correct! Katrina Shanks, you are the first big winner of Truth and Trivia! Congratulations! Bet you got that prize money already spent, huh?
Well...
Of course you do. Well, that's it for now. This is Bard Rathbone on behalf of Rathbun's Palace asking you to remember, no truth is trivia at Rathbun's Palace, and we'll see you next time. Oh, boy. Oh, I gotta get out of here. These lights out of my makeup, and then my hairpiece is coming loose. I gotta get out of here.
Congratulations, Katrina. You won fair and square, and I have been put properly in my proverbial place. Though I confess I cannot think of a better person to put me there.
Thank you, Eugene. So, does this mean you won't try so hard to impress everybody with everything you know?
Well, I'll certainly try.
Congratulations!
Yes, you played an excellent game.
Thank you.
Miss Kendall, may I say that I will be ever more thoughtful before teasing you about your intelligence in the future?
I appreciate that, Eugene.
Though I would like to have a word with Mr. Rathbone, He said that construction on the Taj Mahal began in 1630. Construction actually began in 1631. I'm not sure your answer should have counted.
Huh? Well, now that you mention it, construction actually began in 1632.
Well, does it really matter?
So
that wasn't
sure
the question.
Well, I think if you take into account the Julian calendar.
I'm
getting out of here.
I happen to know someone.
Taj Mahal, Taj Mahal, it doesn't really matter.
So maybe some things will take Eugene time to learn. Meanwhile, we'll see what happens with his new friendship with Katrina. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Truth, Trivia, and Trina was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.